Thursday, April 3rd. I'm so upset right now, I can barely write. I was at my locker minding my own business when Mackenzie tapped me on my shoulder and sneered. "Why are you always hanging around here? Please, just go away." "Sorry, but I hang around here because, unfortunately, my locker is right next to yours," I said, rolling my eyes at her. "I still can't believe you put that bug in my hair. I'll never speak to you again as long as I live." "Whatever, Mackenzie," I muttered as I counted down in my head for her to start blabbing at me again. 5, 4, 3, 2. "You're mad at me because I spilled the beans that Brandon kissed you on a dare just to get a free pizza. And now everyone is gossiping about it. So to get even, you pretended to be injured in gym class just to get me in trouble. Nikki, you're just a pathetic fake." Sorry, but I could only take so much of Miss Thang talking trash right to my face like that. So I got all up in her face and said, "Really, Mackenzie, you think I'm faking? Does this bruise look fake to you? I don't think so. The only fake things around here, girlfriend, are your bad hair extensions and tacky spray-on tan."
"Poor baby.
So I'm supposed to feel guilty when I actually did you a big favor?" Mackenzie snarled. "That cute little bruise I gave you draws attention away from your hideous face." Mackenzie, have you looked at your face lately? What brand of makeup did you use this morning? Paint by number?" "I wouldn't go there if I were you. My designer lipstick cost more than your entire ugly outfit. So don't hate me because I'm beautiful." "Well, you need to eat some of your designer lipstick. Then maybe you'll be beautiful on the inside," I shot back. Suddenly, Mackenzie got super serious and stared at my forehead. "Nikki, I'm really worried about that bruise. It looks like gangrene might be setting in. I need to run down to the nurse's office and get some bandages for you. Wait right here, okay, hon?" But I already knew what was going on in that twisted little brain of hers. When she got done with me, I was going to look like a totally messed up middle school, mummy. And I was not about to let Mackenzie publicly humiliate me again. It was bad enough that she was spreading a nasty rumor about me, but now I was worried that she was going to ruin my friendship with Brandon. Anyway, I was getting my books out of my locker and still fuming about everything she'd done to me when I felt another tap on my shoulder. Just great. The last thing I wanted to deal with right then was a second round of harassment from Mackenzie. I was so not letting her put bandages on my bruise. That's when I totally lost it. I wanted to shove her bandages right down her throat. But since I don't believe in violence, I decided to just tell her off in a very rude yet friendly way. "I'm really sick and tired of you going out of your way to make my life miserable. So please just go slither back under a rock and leave me alone, okay?" OMG. When I turned around and saw it was Brandon, I totally freaked out. His mouth dropped open and he looked hurt and confused. I guess I was in shock or something because when I tried to explain why I'd said those things and apologize, all that came out was, We just stood there, very awkwardly, staring at each other for what seemed like forever. Okay, Nikki, if that's what you really want, he finally said quietly. I guess I was totally out of line last weekend when I, you know. Anyway, I owe you an apology. I'm very sorry.
What?
Brandon, I don't want or need your apology. What I'm trying to say is that I made a big mistake. Actually, I owe you an apology. Mistake? Really? Is that all it was to you?
Of course it was a mistake. I'd never do anything like that to you on purpose. It was a brief moment of stupidity, and I'm sorry it happened. But it will never happen again, I promise. You did not deserve that.
Brandon looked even more hurt than before. It was almost like he didn't understand a word I was saying. After another long silence, he took a deep breath and let out a sad sigh. I really don't know what to say.
Actually, Brandon, you don't have to say anything at all. I was really angry, and as crazy as it sounds, I thought you were someone else.
I know I could have been more honest with you, but I didn't mean to mislead you. Just don't be mad at me, okay?
You don't understand. I was actually mad at...
I do understand, Nikki, and I want you to be happy, so I'll just back off if that's what you really want.
He nervously brushed his shaggy bangs out of his eyes and glanced at his watch.
Anyway, I think we both better get to class. Later.
Then he shoved his hands in his pockets and quickly walked away. Must not panic. Did I really just accidentally tell Brandon I was sick and tired of him making my life miserable and to go slither under a rock? Yep, I think I actually did. Okay, time to panic. That was me screaming. OMG. Like, who does that to their crush?
I sighed, collapsed against my locker, and blinked back tears of frustration. A massive wave of insecurity hung over me like a dark storm cloud as I carefully contemplated my next move.
Number one, just shake it off and get to my geometry class since I had a quiz starting in less than 2 minutes. And I still needed to study. Number two, follow Brandon around the school, stalker style, and apologize profusely until he finally accepts and agrees that we're best buds again. Number three, rush to the girls' bathroom, lock myself in a stall, and have a meltdown until Chloe and Zoe come and rescue me. Again. Number four, climb into my locker, slam the door shut, and stay in there sulking until the last day of school or until I die of hunger, whichever occurs first. I am the worst friend ever. And now I think. And now Brandon hates me.